crowd. I'm looking to set my soul free. There are times when I feel like I'm sold like a cloud. My burden is the devil.
Voyager album from Andromeda with Love, featuring Buddy Boo. Now, he wasn't around then. He wasn't even born yet when that album was done. This is Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show, and this today would be the 21st of January, which is ridiculous. It's the time, it should, might as well be 2012 at this point, as fast as we're moving. And the Health, Science, Energy Show with Steve Barish and Buddy Boo sidekicks. How's it going, Steve?
Pretty good. It's pretty cold out here.
I heard you were a member of the Polar Bear Club, and you're out.
Well, it's 20 degrees, wind chill factor 1 degree, so it's pretty cold out here.
So swimming is, would you wear in a wetsuit when you go in, or what?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
It's pretty cold out here. It's really, really beautiful, though. It's we've had sun for the last couple of days, so the people that have vitamin D deficiency, they must be tickled pink with some of the sun that's coming out here, so it's really nice.
Oh, you do have the sun, huh?
Last couple of days we have.
Wow, we haven't been out here in a week. Well, it might come out for 5 minutes. We've had about 15 inches of rain out here.
Really?
Yeah, and about...
No wonder you've got so much mud out there.
Yeah, it isn't too bad. The neighbor, we got a road, the road's Cali Mateo is coming into our domicile here, and there's a dip. And then it goes up, the road dips to our gate and then goes up a long driveway up a hill.
Yeah.
So the gate's at the bottom of the hill, and the neighbor over there did some work, and he left a bunch of loose fertilizer mud and stuff around over, up on a hill on the other side of the hill, so all water out into my gate.
Yeah.
It's on a track, and it fills up the track, so the gate won't open, so we're either stuck in or stuck out. Yeah.
Right.
That's what's been happening.
I got some phone calls from some clients asking questions about nuclear receptors, which, of course, I can answer fairly easily. And they're looking forward to seeing us
in California out here.
Yeah, so they're really looking forward to that. I had talked to three people today, and they were really really interested in seeing us. So that was really nice.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun up there.
We always do.
Yeah,
we always do.
You'll be testing and besting. So
yep.
What kind of work did you do this week?
Well, Fred, for some odd reason, I haven't done this in about 15 years, but for some odd reason, some people are coming in and need some past life work. And that seems to be really interesting. It happened to me today and yesterday. So for some odd reason, I have a gift. I don't know how, but to be able to pick up on it very easily, and it really helps somebody out today who had real bad stomach problems. So it's good to be able to do good work and help people.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I've been doing. And the white flamethrower.
Yeah, how's that doing?
Very positive, Fred. It's been, I have a lot of confidence in what I can do, but it's been building up my confidence even more. And, so it's quite interesting. It's lighting up my whole room. It just needed time, I guess, it's been really doing a lot of work, in the room, and, my meditations have been very strong, and my work has been much stronger with clients. So, whatever is happening, I know that the room has got a lot more light in it, why and where it's coming from. It must be coming from this, from the flamethrower. That's the only thing I could figure that's different in the room.
Yeah, well, that's causing a lot of quantum entanglement. I just finished writing an ad. They're writing an article for Earthstar magazine. I write articles there every month, you know.
Right.
And you should subscribe to that. It's Earthstar. You can get it on. It's a published. It's a publication that goes out of the paper form, but it also is online.
Cool.
It's EarthstarMag.com, I believe, is the.
Did you put an article out in there? Is that
I did one last month. This one is not printed. I just finished it yesterday or today.
Are you doing it once a month now?
Yeah, on this one I am, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Good for you.
Yeah, and I'm writing about the QBAM. So I'm just going to read a little piece of it here.
Sure.
Let me see here. Maybe I'll read all of it. It's kind of long, but I'll just read this here so people can get a feel for how I write some of these articles. I know some of these guys will not probably see the article. Some of them will.
Mm-hmm.
My volume level here, where it's a little bit better. You know, I forgot to move this over here, too, where you can hear you better. It takes me time to get set up. So anyhow, it's called The Age of QBAM is Upon Us, Healing Before the Need.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after reading the topic of this article, you're probably wondering what QBAM is. It started, I would say, probably, the idea began to come into focus around the early 1980s, about the time we began producing the amazing nuclear receptor.
Mm-hmm.
As we began to produce large quantities of them, people began to have some very interesting and sometimes very strange experiences. In case you've never seen a nuclear receptor, it resembles a satellite dish. On the face of the dish are several very small pyramids arranged in the Fibonacci series, with the pyramids in the center being quite small, and as we approach the outer edge, they get quite a bit larger.
Mm-hmm.
The pyramid itself is a common structure within the human body, most notably the shape of hemoglobin in a red blood cell, where it consists of four octahedrons forming two alpha and two beta chains.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you take a shape of matter, it displaces space and time. Space for occupancy and time, quantum for observation and interaction. This displacement will then alter the electron-proton action within the atoms and molecules of the displaced object. When you do this with biological living matter, a consciousness that is within all matter is affected. That consciousness will vary upon the character and composition of matter being affected. When you look at the various geometric formations within the human anatomy, you will find a variety of different types of energies and consciousnesses. Okay. Modern medicine for a long time has not dealt with electrical fields in the body, let alone the magnetic, etheric, and which is sometimes confused with the Akashic, and subtle bodies that lie within our forms.
Mm-hmm.
As science progressed after the discovery of nuclear energies, science began to look at different waves of energy, now called scalar or scalar.
Mm-hmm.
Scalar fields in mathematics and physics associates a scalar value to every point in space, which may either be a mathematical number or a physical quantity. Scalar fields are often used in physics to indicate temperature distribution throughout space or air pressure. In physics, scalar fields are often described as potential energy associated with a particular force. This force is called a vector field, of which can be obtained as a gradient of a potential energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we deal with is scalar waves. A scalar wave is a trapezoidal wave with no inherent electrical propagating energy, but can propagate an electrical field within its vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no electromagnetic component in the basic scalar envelope. There is also no time element, making this a component of something quantum. Once a scalar wave entangles with an electromagnetic field, such as those that exist within the human aura, or around any particular cell in the body, a process starts within that structure that can accelerate greatly the healing process or a cell structure balance, or it can, and if not used properly, can become a weapon of sorts. Nikola Tesla made this discovery in the last century while working with his original medium, with his original medium, and called it the death ray. The way we use the science is strictly for healing purposes. It cannot be used in any other way, no matter what the intent.
Mm-hmm.
In physics, a quantum or quanta is the minimizing unit of a physical entity involved in an interaction. Smallest size of anything being called a Planck length, which is 1.616 times 10 to the minus 35 meters. Anything less than that is considered to be a cosmic foam in which each bubble could become a big bang, forming another meta-universe. Quantized energy transfer of elementary particles of matter are called fermions, with subcomponents composed of photons and other particles called bosons. A photon, for example, would be considered a single quantum of light and thus be referred to as light quantum. The energy of an electron bound to an atom at rest is said to be quantized, which results in the stability of atoms in matter in general. The Akashic field can be referred to as an informational field or a field in the Sanskrit and Eastern cultures. Akashic is the all-pervading field that becomes all things. Akasha is most observable in the crystal silicon dioxide kingdom as quartz grows at the rate of 0.01% every 10 years, whether it's in the ground or not. Crystal can be defined as the perfect balance of spirit and matter in zero time. The growth that occurs involves time, and the time constraint comes from the growth of humanity and other life forms over the passage of time.
Mm-hmm.
When the Akashic field transmits to living biological entities such as ourselves, it is vitalized by prana. Prana distributes itself through the body in a chi state through a subtle network of channels called nadis. These nadis follow the acupuncture system and consist of hundreds of thousands of small microtubules. They are replicated as a hologram in every cell of the body. When quantum entanglement occurs, and for the sake of this article, when two remote or non-localized conditions occur, regardless of the distance between two remote conditions, a bonding instantaneously set up that will last as long as life itself. Another way to view the entanglement process is the amazing world of communication that is now taking place. Because of the internet and new sources, everyone is merging to become less than 3 degrees of separation. The entanglement process is demonstrating the principle of one mind. Well, I'm just reading a little tiny of it, but that's what you were talking about. You know, you're saying where this is all coming from, and so fast.
Yeah.
So this is where it's coming from. It's the entangling process that's building up a tremendous head of steam and hooking everybody together, making everybody conscious of everybody else.
Well, you know, that's something that I've been talking about on my radio show, that for about the last 6 months, that strength is actually coming even stronger, that we're making a connection with each other. And it's for some odd reason, Fred, I've been talking about that for the last 6 months. Don't know why. It just came to me. And I was showing people that we were connected to each other. So it's not hard to do, and it's more powerful. It's much, much more powerful. Also, there's a lot more compassion happening.
Yeah.
Tremendous compassion.
Yeah. Well, you know how we do the testing with the projectors.
Yes.
At the shows, and this shows you on a world. You know, I didn't really get into the operation of the quantum, the QBAM, the quantum biological adjustment machine, but I was just showing a little bit of the theory of operation there. The article goes into great detail on how it works and what it does. And,
yeah.
But basically, it's a machine that's even speeding up the process more of what we do. You know, with the projector became a big factor, and we've demonstrated that at many shows together.
Yes.
Over the years of how.
Yes.
This thing works.
Right.
And it's nice to have pure hard science behind what we do. I mean, before we couldn't quite verify it yet because Al and Elaine hadn't demonstrated the instantaneous part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so on and so on. It's kind of cool, I think, anyway.
I think it's really, really cool. Also, what's happening with my projector, it's firing in sequence. In other words, it's going around clockwise.
Right.
And it's very, very powerful, Fred. That was happening with my gold projector, but now it's happening with the platinum projector. Yeah. And there's a lot more power to it than there was with the gold. So anybody that can deal with that kind of energy, they should be really getting into more platinum, because I think what's happening is that the people that are very advanced, if they would think about getting that platinum projector, boy, that's some powerful stuff, Fred. I know it's changed my life.
Oh, yeah. I know.
You know, it's so powerful, Fred. I can't even put a label on it. That's how powerful it is. Because the gold I could, but this I can't.
Yeah, no, I can relate.
Yeah.
It's really. It's interesting. I'm just going to, back when you got that projector made, remember I told you?
Yeah.
Platinum was, I think it was down around $900 or $850 an ounce.
Right.
Stay at $1,585 an ounce.
Oh my goodness gracious! I got a good buy then. Wow.
Oh yeah, and you got it at cost, but now the cost will be about 2/3 more. I mean, actually,
yeah,
about 50% more.
Right.
It'll be another 6,000 or so. You know.
Yeah.
So people, before that platinum gets up any higher, because if it goes back up to $2,500 an ounce, which it did last year, actually got almost $2,600 an ounce.
Right.
The $14,000, whatever it sells for a platinum projector, will be more like $28,000.
Right.
That's what happened.
Fred, I've never seen anything this powerful before in terms of something that you can wear. It's quite powerful, and it's turning my body. I can see people very translucent in terms of when I'm working with them. Their bodies are becoming more transparent, and I notice it on myself when I put on the platinum projector, and it makes the room, also whatever room I'm going in, it's also multidimensional. So it's changing the room that I'm standing in. So in other words, I think what's going to happen is that wherever I'm standing with this necklace on, when I come out in February, I think we're going to have one hell of a show.
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is now, and I know you've done, you can actually control computers with it. That's what's kind of cool.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. But it's fun to work with. And things are happening for me instantaneously. In other words, all I have to do is think about it, and it comes to me. You know, if I'm thinking about it, boom, there it is. And I'm not talking about monetary value, because I'm not into that. But what I'm into is healing, and
yeah.
Things happen instantaneously now with it, and it's quite interesting, Fred. It's a lot of fun to have. So I'll tell you, I think it might have been expensive, but it's the best investment I think I've ever made, because you start dealing with these kind of energies, and oh boy, it's just fantastic. All you have to do, you don't even have to say it, you just have to think it.
I know, that's what's cool about it. A lot of people are starting to really starting to get a handle on what we're doing now. A lot more people, we're getting more engineers, for example. A lot of mechanical engineers, electrical engineers are becoming clientele now.
Right. We have somebody on the line, I think, Fred.
Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric, where are you calling from?
Phoenix.
Oh, good. How's the weather? You get our rain yet? We send you any rain?
We get about 5 inches here.
Oh, yeah, you're getting as much as we are. So what can we do for you?
Most of it would be dumped on your side.
Yeah, we got about 5 inches today right outside our front door here, you know. That's El Nino. We needed it.
Yeah, I have a question. I've got a nuclear receptor.
Yeah.
With all blue stones.
Yeah, heart chakra,
You recommend me to get a yellow stone.
Right.
Mikhail told me that the blue stones on the bridge, which are blue sapphires, will cancel out the effect of the yellow stone.
Well, what do you got on there now?
I have blue sapphires.
Okay, and what do you want to do? You want to change it or what?
I like to change the center stone to a yellow one.
Yeah. That's not a problem.
Huh?
We can do that.
Well, Mikhail told me that would cancel out the effect.
Yeah.
Can you repeat that, please?
It won't.
When Mikhail called Mikhail to order a replacement stone.
Yeah, usually.
She told me,
usually the bridge. We try to keep the bridge stones consistent with the center stone because it acts like an amplifier. Now, what I have done is you can use a neutral stone on the bridge, which is a white stone, like a diamond.
Yeah, she told me either white or the same color.
Yeah, or the same color. That's what we recommend. I mean, if you want to change out the center stone, it's your, you know, we'll do it. But I mean, you'll have to tell us what happens afterwards because we haven't done that yet. But the white amplifies. The white amplifies because it's diamonds usually. It's like a it's working with part of our Q-band technology, and it's called spontaneous down conversion. And what happens is it accelerates the photons. It splits the photons in your body into two pairs. And it takes the same, and the pairs, if you had one photon at a certain energy level, that would split to half its energy level, and the other one would be half the energy level. So there's no energy loss in the split, but there is a split. Then what happens is that second set, where the split is now sent out universe for an entanglement process. That could go anywhere. It could go to some other person. It could go to an object. It could go to a doctor for healing. It could go anywhere. So that's what the SPDC does. And then what happens is it connects you as a third person, because this is always pairs. There's an A and B pair and A and B pair that are now split that was originally one photon. Now what happens is it adds another photon, which would be your consciousness, into those split pairs, and that becomes the messenger. You follow me? So you have two localized pairs that one becomes non-localized, and then another photon is added and in the process, and this causes the entanglement. And if you understand that, that's what happens, and that's what makes them so powerful. So for that process, it's easier to do that with a white stone than any color stone because they're very active stones. We can do it with any color, but I mean, with the white stones, it's the most, you know, vibrant of all the different stones. That's why diamonds cost so much, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. And that, but the sapphire, now when you get into the sapphire, that's a calming energy. So when that guy goes out, you know, when you put a sapphire out, as a calming energy, and then you add a solar plexus energy, which is yellow, the entanglement gets a little different. And we really haven't done that yet. So we, on the side of caution, we don't recommend it. But if you want to do that, you can tell us what happened. That's the best way to answer that question.
So it'd be better if I put
it's up to you, but I mean,
microns on the bridge.
Yeah, if you're switching from the heart over to the solar plexus area, I would go 100% with that. You know, that's
yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about that, Steve?
I think so, because when you start, I believe sapphire is calming and balancing and intuition. And when you start missing digestion, detoxification, and mental clarity, I mean, you're mixing too many things at one time. You're better off having all. If you want the stones to be citrine, then change them to citrine or yellow sapphire. But don't mix the two together. That's a little bit too much.
Yeah, and I made in the early days of Paradigm, I made a solid gold receptor with a platinum bridge, and I thought, I think I had a diamond in the center. And I had, I'm not sure what the center stone, but I made a rainbow effect up the bridge. I used every color. I used seven stones on the bridge, and so I used seven different colored stones, and I made like a rainbow effect.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sold that to a client, and he didn't seem to like it too much, so he ended up changing the rainbow out for a single color. I think that was our first experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty, It was kind of a, it looked like a real rainbow magical piece, but in that kind of energy, it just wasn't what, what it was trying to do. The interesting thing is today, when there's a variation in energy on these things, it's not as subtle as it used to be. It gets to be overwhelming. So that's why we err more on the side of caution, because these things have dynamic effects now. They're very powerful.
I guess I could put microns down the bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Because diamonds are too expensive.
Yeah, we can put cubic zirconians on there if you want. Yeah, that's a natural stone. You know, CZ is a natural stone. They're not fake diamonds or anything. They're actual. They just don't have, they have a hardness of like 8 or something. And they have a clarity.
Oh, I didn't know they were that hard.
Yeah, and they're a lot less expensive. We use them in the big. We use a 3-carat cubic zirconian in the big projectors, the standalones.
Yeah. And it works.
Oh yeah. Have you got a projector yet?
Yeah.
You
I've
do?
Got one projector in my room.
Mm-hmm. Have what, a standalone in your room?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, do you wear one?
Yeah, I wear the silver one with white stones in it.
Okay. What stones are in it?
The white ones, the microns.
White ones, okay, cubic zirconians. Yeah, that's a good middle-of-the-road system to use. That's one of our more popular and affordable systems, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get like Steve, you get crazy, but, you know, I don't even wear a platinum one, especially with the cost of platinum right now.
Yeah.
I've got a platinum bridge, and, you know, somebody wanted a quote the other day on just a platinum bridge, swap it out for a regular gold bridge, and the bridge price just about doubled from what it was a year ago.
Wow.
It surprised me, just for the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Stuff's getting expensive. So what we do with some people is we just do a platinum plate over a silver receptor, and it seems to work pretty good. It saves them a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, not the real thing, but it works in that direction, you know.
Oh,
does that help you? Does that help you?
Thanks for clarifying that question.
Yeah.
With
this science, and it's new, we don't have all the answers. when we came out, when we designed in 1981, we had two nuclear receptors that the Pleiadians gave us the design for specifically. And we only built two at the time. And then they took them away from us at a point. But it was fun having them while they were there. Then finally, we were able to get a mold made where we could actually make a bunch more. We never were able to duplicate the bridge that they had. It was very delicate. But when we started finally selling them to people, we didn't claim they did anything. We just said, try them out and tell us what happens. And so that was like 1982 when that happened. And so since then, we have progressed and learned a lot, but we're still learning. And now that this overall entanglement process is happening on a planetary level, it makes everything a lot more intense than it used to be. So some values and factors seem to be changing now from what they were. Things are more apparent. Things that weren't so apparent become apparent now. Everything is changing, and it's changing very fast.
Yes.
As we move into 2012, which is not that long away, you know. So just a little over 2 years. So it's getting interesting. We're having fun over here figuring this all out, you know. Like seat of the pants flying, I call it.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago you recommended that I take nanokinesate.
What was it?
You recommended nanokinesis.
Nanokinase?
Yeah.
Yeah, nanokinase. Yeah, it's an enzyme that you take. It's made they discovered that in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And that roto-roots your arteries. And I take that every day. Anybody that has any blood pressure problems should definitely be on this stuff. Anytime anybody.
That way, how do you spell that word after nano?
Oh, it's N A N O.
K I.
N-A-S-E, yeah.
Oh, can I say? Oh, where does one get that?
Oh, any health food store.
Or health food stores, whatever?
Health food stores.
You take it, Steve, right?
Okay.
I think Steve's on it, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, how do you like it?
I love it. It really opens things
actually,
up for
I'm
you.
Actually, I'm at N-A-T-T-O-K-I-N-A-S-E. Natto kinase. I always put the N's in there, but it's natto kinase what it is.
Oh, by the way, I read in your book that the mind sees they're on a base 20 number system. And I was wondering, how come everybody thinks the counter ends in 2012 if they're...
I don't know. The Mayans, the Mayan calendar that they go by, they didn't even... You know, their calendar doesn't... Their whole digital system is based on 0 to 6, whereas 0 to 10, which is a lot different. And their system doesn't recognize that. It's just people make that up. I'll go back to the nanokinase. I just wanted to cover something. I said it was an enzyme. It comes from a Japanese food called natto, and natto is a cheese-like food made from fermented soybeans that have been eaten in Japan for a long time. And it's a valuable tool in minimizing the chances of developing a cardiovascular disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it creates a bacteria that eats up the... the bad, it's like a blood thinner, and it eats up the HDL cholesterol that accumulates in the body. And there's different brands that there's several people, they all pick their brands. I've used several different ones. Doctor's Best, I've used that one. That's one of the better ones. It all depends on your preferences. It's not cheap. It's probably...
It's for
$30. It's about $1 a day to take the stuff, but it's well worth it, you know. $30 a month, isn't that
bad? How much it cost?
Yeah. So I can give you more of an update on it.
It really cleans your arteries. It really does work.
Yeah.
It says it costs about $30.
Yeah, I'm just looking online here real quick. Different. There's one that, how much is this one? I don't know. I get it around $30 from the local health food store. I'll buy a 2 month.
Okay.
You buy a 2 month. Supply of it, it's about $56. You get a little break on it, but you got to shop around. And I wouldn't get one of the real cheap ones. I'd get one of the, you know, pick one that's medium priced. They got the 180, the 90 size. I'd get one that's, you know, medium priced. You don't need to go to the top or the bottom, but usually in these kinds of things, if you go in the middle of the road, you're pretty safe.
Yeah.
All right. And thanks for answering my question.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stay dry. And Steve has to stay cold. We tell him to stay cold, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's interesting is that nanokinase really works. It's really helped me. I've taken it since I had my operation last year, and it really, really makes a difference.
Yeah, it gets rid of blood clots and all that kind of
thing.
Deep vein thrombosis and a whole bunch of different things.
Yep.
And it's one theory of how it works is that it dissolves the tiny fibers of fibrin that form the strong mesh and blood clot. Streptokinase and urokinase drugs administered intravenously after a heart attack or stroke work the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Nanokinase, however, is absorbed by the mouth and believed to be longer lasting. Yeah, I don't like the drug side of it. I've seen people take the drug side of it. And I like the natural side of it, which you can take every day.
Yeah. Yeah. It does make a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Really good stuff. The nuclear receptors that we're making now, the professional series?
Yeah. So we're just into that now.
Pardon?
We're building our first prototypes on those things now.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's really, that'll be really, really beautiful for a lot of professionals.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be really great.
Yeah, it'll be good.
My question is, is the new Receptor itself, the new one with the new design in it.
Yeah.
That seems to be a little bit more powerful than the old design.
What, the ones I'm doing now?
No. Remember, I have this 18-karat gold one.
Right.
And I have a friend of mine that has a silver one.
But right.
They have the new design. And I can certainly feel the difference between my old silver one and the new silver one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it makes it, there is a difference. So, you know, it's really cool.
Well, yeah. The main thing with those, CNC machine made the curvature, you know, of the
right.
It's very hard to make a satellite dish like the curved part perfect. Okay.
Right.
Then when you want to put a pyramid on top of it, you've got an angular surface. It's like trying to build your house on top of a curved surface. You can't have a level surface. You got a curved surface. The house is going to be a little wobbly. You know?
Right.
What happens is when you take a pyramid and stick it on a curved dish and make the point of the pyramid exactly proportional to the base of it, level to that part of the dish, has to be level at that part of the dish, that's another problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take a 52-degree angle of the pyramid and cut that on top of these other two problems, you pretty much have something you can't do, and that was the case of not we couldn't do that other than what was called a pantograph.
Right.
And it had to be done by hand, and that's basically how the old receptors were created.
When
technology got programs to where CNC machines could make accurate molds with all those, you could dial in all these weird angles, and there's about, I don't know, there's several, like 20 of them, plus the spacing of the pyramids, which is the Fibonacci series, which is a natural order growth of things, like pine cone needles, petals on a rose, etc. It got a little complicated, and I had a pile of programmers over the years, like up to 7 programmers at a time working on the not only the receptor but the projector. But finally, we got a program made where we could do this, you know, with great accuracy, and that, by the way, would be considered a scalar program, as we mentioned earlier, because we were pinpointing all the points in space on an object and then making a parameter there. So that would actually be a scalar mathematical function, not ER, but AR.
Right.
And so with that on top of the Fibonacci series and the accuracy, the newest receptors and projectors are absolutely spot on focus-wise, and that's why they work for
Right.
Yeah.
That's
the other thing is very critical is the height of the bridge. Even with the new ones that we're making, the newest ones, we're still using the disc, same disc cut as we have been. We're just changing the bridges. But the height of the new bridges will still be the same as the old ones, because that's the focal point of the stone, where the stone goes.
Yeah. Now, is it going to be the same roundness, in other words, the same size? Is it going to be different?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same back.
Same disc, right?
Yeah, we don't change that. That's pretty much dialed in now.
That's great.
Stupid to change that. It's not broken. Don't fix it.
Right, for sure.
But when you see, if you had a computer, I could send you pictures of what we're doing. But you don't have a computer, and I don't know if you give me. When are you going to get a computer?
One of these days, I'm going to get a computer.
Yeah, you really are missing out. You'd be hot on Facebook.
You
would pick up so many friends on Facebook. I've picked up so many friends. I got Bill Clinton on my Facebook. I mean, it's really cool that you can talk to anybody there. You know, that's why the 3 degrees of separation really cuts through the ice on Facebook. Yeah.
Well, let me see if I can pick one up this week.
Yeah.
What kind do you have?
What time? Oh,
What kind of computer do you
have? Well, the one that is the best bang for the buck is at Best Buy. You been over there?
Best Buy? Yes, I have been to Best Buy.
Okay, they have a Toshiba over there that's $300. And I've got two of them. And I got one for the office out there for Rebecca. And I got one for the kitchen station down by our kitchen, because it's quite a ways away, and we do a lot of stuff at the kitchen.
Yes.
So I got one for each area. And, of course, I got other computers. I got the big Sonys that I do my writing on and all that. But that's not what you need, you know, for what you
right,
do. These
right,
ones are just for
right.
writing and doing kind of weird stuff. And then I got some standalone ones where you have a power and you, and that's,
right.
this is a portable. It's a laptop. You just fold it up and go with it. And it's got a big screen. And they're $300. And I,
wow,
just,
that's cool.
You know, yeah,
that's cool.
Almost 200 gigabytes of RAM. It's got the CD player, everything you want in any computer. It's very fast. It's faster than my, like I got a $4,000 Sony over here on the left. It's old now. It's 5 years old. Probably cheaper now, but I mean, you know, you don't need anything like that. And then
right.
the $4,000 Sony doesn't go near as fast as a laptop because, you know, the speeds get up quicker every year and everything.
How
know?
About that? How about
yeah.
that? That's great. Well, I'll get one next week, Fred. Actually, I'll go this week and pick one up. I'll
yeah,
just have to get somebody
5 minutes
in here.
And you go home and it practically will run itself. You just you got a computer line at your house or you can just do a wireless or what? How do you do it?
Yeah, I've got a computer line and I think I can do wireless, so... I'll have to have somebody in here to hook it up for me and show me how to work it, and then hopefully I can get on what you're on, and we'll, you know, it'll be great.
Oh, cool!
But
yeah.
I will get one this weekend. I promise you. I don't break my promises, so I'll tell you if I get one, I'm going to get one.
Yeah. Now I see up to my guys over in England. They're listening to this on the radio. That's interesting.
On the radio?
The radio in England, huh?
That's wild.
Yeah, I thought this was on the computer in England.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they call it a radio. Maybe it's just bbsradio.com.
Yeah. Well, I know we're on the radio in some areas, but we never could figure it out because there's too many stations. We're in too many countries to figure it all out. And
right.
Some of them. We find that a lot of these countries, even in the United States, in a lot of these states, they syndicate at weird times, so you never know whether your show's getting picked up or not. Sometimes
right,
it gets
right,
picked
right.
up and it's huge, and other times it's not so big, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, that's
great.
What's on there.
I will have a computer next week. By the time we get together Thursday, I will have it.
Oh, good. And you can even bring it out here if you want, because on the train, it's cool.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you can probably run it on the
12
volts or whatever, you know, because it'll have a battery in it.
Okay.
That sound pretty good?
I can hook it up, and I can either watch a movie or just play with it. That'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Oh, you know
what?
Okay, I see what happened. The broadcast kicked off. All right. Now I see why they were on the radio. Now we got the image going. Sorry about that. Yeah, somehow or other, we dropped off the broadcast here. Ustream has made some changes here lately. And I'm having a real problem figuring out. Now, Ustream is working now, guys, if you want to go back on there. I was wondering what happened here. But it's, for some reason, it stopped the broadcast. I didn't even touch it. It just did that. It dropped out. And I've had problems with it. And I've had Ryan fix it for me. And then we had problems with it picking up. There's several choices of microphones here, and sometimes it's distorted, so I have to be very careful now and make sure it's connected to the right microphone and all this stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't
yeah.
remember anything.
Yeah.
It's not very smart. I mean, it's part of the, the Fox network, which probably Conan O'Brien will be part of that pretty soon. You ever watch the late night show, the late night talk wars that's going on now?
No, Fred. I really don't watch the late night talk shows. I really, actually, what I do, I'm very much a movie buff.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. Movies. Old time movies, new time movies, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really
well,
enjoy that.
Here's what you need to do then. When you get your when you get your computer.
Yeah.
Write this down. It's ROKU, Roku, right?
Roku, okay.
Yeah, and go on the internet and get a Roku box. They're about $70-$80, you know.
Okay, Roku.
Okay.
Roku. Yeah.
Then bring it home and plug it into your computer. It's real simple.
Right.
And then go. Are you familiar with Netflix?
No.
Okay.
No.
For $9 a month,
right?
What I pay.
Right.
You become a member of Netflix, NETFLIX.
Right.
I'll help you
okay.
with it when you get ready. And so You call you go on the internet. You call them up. You can call them up. They're always answering the phone on Netflix, and or you
okay.
can. Or you can go on the line and join, but it's $9 a month. And you can either get video sent out to you, you know, DVD sent out to you.
Yes.
Shipping is free. And they get
okay.
coming in an envelope. Or you can hook your Roku box up,
okay.
your TV set, on one of the inputs, on the, you know, the high-definition
okay.
input or any input, actually. And then it'll automatically go to Netflix, and you can pick
uh-huh.
out any movie you want by the tens of thousands.
Really?
On your computer, yeah. Isn't that
wow.
cool?
That's cool.
Yeah. Now, actually, you can hook it on your television and do that. If you're just going to use your computer, you don't even need the Roku box. You can do it direct.
Right, right.
But with the Roku box, you can hook it up to your TV set. And we have a 65-inch TV set in one of the rooms.
Wow.
And so we hook it up to that, and we watch high-definition movies. And it's free. It's $9 a month. You might as well say it's free.
Right.
There's thousands
right.
of them. And any topic you want, documentaries. And it's always growing. And if you want to do Amazon, you can get the latest movies while they're in the theaters, practically. You go to Amazon, they charge you like
really?
$3 a movie. You just join Amazon, and you have a little menu on your little handheld thing that Roku has. And you click that, and it takes you to Amazon or Netflix or whoever you're using.
Right.
You can watch all day long, and that's what we've been doing.
Okay.
Pretty cool, huh?
That sounds real cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will pick up a computer this weekend, same thing that you have, or close to the same thing you have.
Right.
And I will bring it out with me to Cali when I
yeah.
go, you know.
That'll try to get it hooked
fun.
Up, you know, before you bring it here.
Well, I will. I'll get everything hooked up.
Take a minute. Get your email hooked up, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. I can
and
you,
and
that.
They're a lot easier to use than the Macintosh, which you had.
Well, my nephew has it now, so that's good.
I bet he likes it.
He loves it.
Yeah, no, that's good.
He loves it because he takes it to school with him.
Yeah, that's it's a good computer
yeah.
for school. And it's great for graphics and studio work.
Right.
I'm just not used to them. I've got one. I have to use it out here. I'm learning how to use it. I've only been learning on them for 5 years, but...
Right.
I'm learning that they're pretty cool when you learn how to use them. Everything's little things, little cartoons that pop up and stuff to make things go. But
right.
I'm used
right.
to words, and that's what you get on the.
I think the IBM would be better for me than the Mac because I was getting lost with the Mac. So.
Yeah.
So I'll pick one up this weekend, and I'll get some friends to come over and hook it up and see what we can do.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, it sounds good to me too.
All right, so go ahead and let everybody know about your show, because in a few minutes here, we'll be off the air.
Yeah, I have a show on Saturday night. It's called the Steve Barish Healing Hour, and we talk a lot about the nuclear receptor, the projectors, and the projector that I wear, and also we do a lot of energy healing, and so we have a lot of fun with it. And so the phone number to call me at if you need my help is area code 585-746-8321. And I'll be on the air at 6 p.m. Saturday night. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and our number out here is 1-800-429-2603. Yeah, 1-800-729-2603. I've got 8 phone numbers I got to keep straight here. 1-800-729-2603. Or if you're if you're not in Canada or on this continent, if you're over in Europe, you call 1-949-499-2603. Or you can email me at fredbell@paradigm or paradigm@paradigm.com. And that, of course, Paradigm is spelled P-Y-R-A-D-Y-N-E. And if you don't get that, which most people don't, just type in Dr. Fred Bell on any search engine, and all that stuff comes up.
It sure does.
It comes up, doesn't it?
It sure does.
A lot of stuff coming up these days.
Yep. The you know, my master crystal that's under the table is actually really, really even clearing up even more. And it's really helping a lot of people. I've been using it, Fred, for healing purposes, and people are starting to feel it more in their gut.
It's actually whatever it's doing to people's gut. It makes the gut red hot.
Yeah, well, that's once again the parametric SPDC, spontaneous parametric down conversion.
Yeah.
Are you you're not using lasers though, right?
No, don't use lasers, Fred.
Yeah. See, we use lasers, and that really kicks it up a notch, you know.
I might have to play with that someday, but I have a lot of fun doing with what I'm doing now.
Oh yeah, the master crystals. We've still got a few left. Oh yeah, we got a bunch of them out here, but they're super high quality that we used to have. But we got a few pretty nice ones. We got two really good ones I've got stored. I think there's pictures of them on my website. There's a 100 pounder and a 125 pounder. Those are two like as good as they ever got. But I mean, other than that, we've got a lot of 40 and 50 pounders that are, you know, okay, but not like that quality we used to have, you know.
Right. Well, I am so glad you talked me into that crystal. You have no idea.
Yeah, because you can't duplicate it for that kind of money anymore.
No, I can't. And if anybody wants one, if you have a few left, I would hop on that real quick because they're very compassionate. These crystals actually are very compassionate, and they really, really help you a lot. I know they help me, and they help my clients. So they're beautiful to work with, absolutely beautiful to work with.
Oh, I agree. I've been working with them for years.
Yeah, well, I've only been working with mine for about a year and a half or something like that, if it's been a year and a half. And it really works well, Fred. I wouldn't want to sell. If somebody offered me $10,000 for my crystal, I wouldn't sell it.
Well, you couldn't replace it.
Yeah. Well, number one, I wouldn't.
They can get you into a 100-pounder for 15 grand, but that's about where they start.
Yeah. I'm very happy with my master crystal. And if you have any left, boy, they're great. They're really, really great.
Fabulous. Well, I guess we better get out of here.
Okay.
Because we're we'll catch you next week because we are out of time. We've already gone over about 2 minutes, and makes it hard for the next person. So you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. We're going off the air now and off Ustream because it's chow time out here at 6 o'clock Pacific time almost. Time we eat something, you know. Tonight is Chinese food, I believe. We're vegetarians, so we have a lot of different cuisines that we like. And, of course, we're a little bit waterlogged right now. So you can reach us at 1-800-729-2603, 949-499-2603, or Paradigm@Paradigm.com or Fred Bell at Paradigm. Until next week. Don't forget to go to EarthStar Magazine, EarthStarrmag.com, I believe it is. Check my articles. Bye.